Hi, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk About Feminism podcast.
We hope you guys are having a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have some major updates we need to get into before we get into the bulk of this episode. The main one being we found an apartment and we signed a lease and we're moving in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we are moving in 2 weeks. We can't wait.
It happened really quickly and we're moving downtown, which is like going to be the biggest It Girl vibes. And I'm so freaking excited.
I cannot wait. Like, it's just It Girl. There's no way else to describe it.
And we've talked about moving to a city for so long. Like, every big city we go to every single time, like, oh, we have to move here. Let's find cheap apartments. Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And we're actually doing it.
Yeah. And like, Denver, it's not the biggest of big cities, but it is a city. Like,
yeah. It's city living, and yeah, it definitely is not one of the biggest cities. Like, after being to like New York City, Chicago, LA, even, it's like kind of small.
Yeah, but honestly, like, we love the vibes of Denver. That's where we're from, like Colorado.
Yeah, and we'll still be close to family.
Yeah,
and school, like, the campus is right there, so that's really convenient for school.
Yeah, I cannot wait. We're really excited. We're gonna be gone in 2 weeks. And Gigi is moving with us.
He can tell something's off.
Yeah, he can tell. I actually told him that we're moving. For new listeners, this is my cat.
he's so cute.
Yeah, but he honestly thrives in a college apartment because I got him when I was out in Idaho for school. And he just thrives, like, around people. And so, yeah, I told him that we're moving and he had no reaction because he was sleeping. So we'll see how he takes it.
He's like, okay, I don't believe you because you've talked about this forever.
Yeah, literally. He's like, this is a false alarm. But I'm excited because I'm going to take him on walks downtown in his stroller.
So It Girl.
I know.
I'm so really excited. Yeah, so we're excited. That's like our biggest thing. And in Healing Girl Summer, a couple episodes ago, we had talked about like potentially moving to Houston. And kind of just exploring, like, other states that we'd want to live in. Sorry. But we just decided, like, this was best for us. And it really did kind of fall into place.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely meant to be. Because with everything else, it was, like, there was always something that came up. Or we just didn't feel ready to go.
Right. There was always something. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, so this just fell into place, like, very quickly within the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're moving, like, in 2 weeks now, yeah, and we couldn't literally be more excited.
Yeah, the only thing we've kind of been talking about is hopefully not getting, like, terrible roommates. Because we're going to have two roommates. So it'll be me and Haley and then two other girls.
And they're just assigned to us.
Right, and it's randomly assigned. And so we're really hoping for the best. Like, I hope everything just flows well and we get along.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much you can say. Like, you kind of just have to wait. We were supposed to get our assignments, like, 2 days ago.
Still haven't.
And we still haven't. I think I'm not worried about it. Like, they're very busy, whatever, but.
Right. The important thing is we have an apartment secured. We have the app. We're all set up on everything. So, yeah, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, it's just, like, anxious waiting. Like, I hope that we hear back on Monday, but we'll see. So, hopefully everything works out with that. Our roommates. Everything like that. The only thing that was a little awkward about this whole process was so we had lined up an apartment in Texas because, as we talked about in our Healing Girl Summer episode, we were going to be moving to Texas.
Yeah, like, we were pretty set on that.
Yeah. So we had paid, like, the application fee and another fee, which was actually, like, kind of a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
That we're never getting back.
Yeah, we're never getting it back. So we had paid that already, and bless her heart, the lady, her name was Apple. and every time you would ask her, she'd be like, yep, Apple, like the fruit.
He said, bless her heart.
yeah, so she was always the one to answer our calls, and she was, like, randomly, like, from the same city that we are. Like, I don't know if that was real or if she was just trying to be relatable.
She's trying to get on her good side.
Yeah, I don't know. But she was, like, she was just very helpful. At one point, after we had decided, like, and I had told her, I was like, we are going to move. We had a move-in date set. That's how serious we were. I was like, we're going to be there August, it was, like, August 6th or something. Like, yeah, it was supposed to be, like, now.
Really soon.
Yeah. And so we were like, yeah, we're going to be there at this time. And we were really excited. And then one day we just stopped answering her calls.
Well, here's the thing, because she called us pretty much every day. So she started by like calling you, and then when you added me as another applicant on the application, she started calling me too. And so I vividly remember our workday was about to start. We ran to the gas station to get Polar Pops. Apple calls me and we're in the gas station and I'm like, oh, it's Apple. Like, let me
Apple, answer this. Like, she's our bestie. Apple.
And it's so funny. So then she's like asking me all these questions and she's asking me all of this personal information, like what's your date of birth, what's your social? And I was like, you need my social right now? And she was like, yeah, if that's okay. She was like, I'm ready when you are. And I was like, okay, I'm in a gas station right now, so let me step out. So I step out and I'm like in the corner, like whispering, like, this is my social. And like, it was just so funny. She's like, all right, thank you so much, girl. Again, I'm Apple if you need anything else. And it was so funny. And then I'm pretty sure shortly after that, we decided we weren't moving to Houston. Yeah. And so we ghosted her.
Yeah, we ghosted her. So, and I did feel bad about that. Looking back, we should have just answered her call and said, we're not moving.
We're not interested.
I don't know why we didn't.
It all happened so fast.
It did. That was the thing. It happened so quickly. And like, also, she was getting a little bit annoying at some point. Like, I was
okay,
like,
okay, no Apple slander.
Okay, yeah, I'm so sorry. No Apple slander. But like, it was getting a bit much where she was calling. Like,
she really
was. She started calling like twice a day.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Hey, just checking up, see if you guys are ready to move.
Yeah. And it's just,
we need that $1,000 deposit.
Yeah, it wasn't it. So,
no.
If she's out there, Apple from Houston, if you're out there, we love you. We're so sorry. And we are staying in Colorado, so it's not happening.
It's not. And I'm sorry, we had to break it to you.
We have to break it to you this way.
so, but anyway, so we really are excited to move, and that'll be really fun. Like, we're literally going to be in a new area. We'll have to find like new doctors and new.
Well, not really.
Well, okay, I guess I mean like things that are more central to us, you know, like we're not going to go to the same grocery store or gas stations or
Exactly. So well, I'm like, how often? I mean, for me, I have to find a new physical therapist because I'm not driving all the way like 45 minutes to go. But drive. Yeah, other than that, like, we'll just have to adjust to like a new way of life. Like, for example, it's a city, and so we don't have washer dryer in the apartment. It's community, and we've both never had that before, so that'll be an adjustment.
Our cars are kind of a big thing too, because there's no parking lot for the apartment. It's all like long-term parking in a garage across the street, and it's expensive, and so we're kind of playing with the idea of splitting one car and seeing how that would go
for like the first month, because I work from home, so 5 days a week I'm not driving anywhere, and the only place I drive to is the gym. So, and the gym there, the Planet Fitness, is literally like a 2-minute walk.
2 blocks away. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just kind of playing around with that idea. We're going to test it out. We'll give you an update maybe next month and see how it's going, sharing a car, because that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that will be interesting.
But yeah, so we're excited. That's our little update. So with that being said, we are getting into our topic for today, and it is a lifestyle episode.
We didn't say our obsessions of the week.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You start.
Okay, so my obsession of the week. Okay, so you guys know when a girl is going through a breakup, or in my case, a divorce, and she like starts posting quotes on her story, and it's like very obvious. I've been doing that, and I have no shame, but like, that's my obsession.
The We the Urban quotes.
Yes, yes, because I'm like, this freaking applies to my life, and like, I want to share it. Like, maybe it'll help somebody else, and so I have no shame.
Yeah, no, we've all been there. We've all been that girl. It does get to a point where like, and it's very obvious if you're posting it at, when you're going through a breakup.
But like, my thing is like, it's not to like retaliate against Jared or anything. Like, it's literally just because like, that is inspiring to me in that moment.
No, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just funny because it's like, before, would I ever post this quote? No.
No.
Mm-mm. Now. But, and then when you're out of it, like me, I'm like healed from my past relationship, ready for a new one. And so then I look at that and I'm like, oh, good times when I was good a We the Urban girl. Like, or like, we're not really strangers quotes. Like,
yes.
Stuff like that.
I have no shame. I really don't.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Because like, when you're going through something like that in your life, you're like just looking for inspiration everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's no different than sharing anything else that's applicable on your story. Yeah, it's just funny because it's like, oh, she's in her breakup quote era. It's so funny. Okay. I love that obsession. Everyone give Kenza a follow if you would like to follow along on her quote journey on her story.
I think I have some pretty good ones.
So. Yeah, so give her a follow if you're not following her. Okay, my obsession is the entire album Super Ache by Conan Gray. I always want to say Conan O'Brien.
I know.
I stumbled and it's like so.
Remember in Abort the Patriarchy? You were like Amy Conan O'Brien, whatever her name is.
Yeah, anyone with the name like Conan in it, I just want to say O'Brien, even though I don't even know who Conan O'Brien is. Like, I think he's a talk show person.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Yeah, that's all I know. I don't even know anything. So, Conan Gray, all the songs on there, but specifically The Exit, I think it is a cinematic experience.
It really is.
And there's nothing like driving home from the gym, blasting that at full volume, singing it. Like, it's beautiful.
I thought
beautiful.
You were going to cry.
I'm like, it's like absolutely it's so beautiful. Good. So yeah, that's my obsession. Go listen.
Yeah, it's a really good song.
Yeah.
We can add it to our playlist. Haley made a really cute playlist for all of you guys we can all just like add the music that we like and chill out and out together.
Yeah, honestly. So the playlist is in a highlight on our Instagram story at Real Talk About Feminism Pod. And it's like the most recent highlight. You can just click on that and you can access the playlist through that link. And if you want to submit a song, then just DM us and we'll add it to the playlist. It's actually really fun.
Yeah, it's a really cute idea because you're like, oh, like I like this song, or like this is a brand new artist I've never heard of.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like so. Let me share it with everyone. And it's called Sounds of Real Talk About Feminism Listeners.
It's really
And I just
cute.
Think it's so cute. Like we're all united and we're like sharing our music and it's just like a fun little thing.
Yeah, it's just a way to like get involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, we do have an email newsletter that goes out once a week every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put the link in our show notes. Be sure to hit that link, send us your email, and we'll add you to it.
Yeah, it's once a week. And like we've said before, it's just like, it's basically any updates or the show notes. So in this week's newsletter, we'll put the playlist for easy
we'll
access. Yeah, but it's basically just like any updates, the show notes, any links that we refer to throughout the episode in there for you to easily access.
Yep, and reminders when the episodes are out. So
yeah,
you'll be sure to listen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry to interrupt. Let's get back
to it. No, you're good. We got rid of our what's it called? Like house cleaning list or whatever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Okay, so you guys know what I'm saying. Everyone knows what I'm referring to, hopefully.
Housekeeping list.
Oh yeah, we got done with our housekeeping.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know. It sounds weird.
Okay. So we're going to get into the topic for today, which is Guys Ask Girls.
Let's do it. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. So we polled our guy friends, our listeners,
our male audience,
our personal Instagram followers, like everything like that. We polled everyone. And we compiled some questions that guys have always wanted to ask girls. And we're going to answer them.
Disclaimer, there were a couple sexy time questions, but we're a clean podcast.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to say about that. Communication.
Yes.
That's it. Communication. Discuss with your partner. That's it.
There we go. Yep. So any of those questions that were submitted, that's your answer.
There you go.
Okay. I'm actually so excited for this because you guys really came through with the questions. So let's just get into it.
Okay.
Okay. The first one is, what is a tell that girls use when they like someone?
This is hard.
It's kind of different, but like, I guess we can give some general ones that we know.
I mean, some girls, like, they like to be like mean when they like you.
Yeah.
You know, which is like not my style at all. Like, I'm like the opposite, but like, some girls like to be mean. If she like is giving her time to spend it with you, like that's a big tell, because it's like there's a million other things that we could be doing, but like we're spending our time with you.
Exactly.
Even like texting, like snapping, whatever, like
I know for me, I am not a good texter at all. Like, I'm really bad at it, but if I'm like very interested in a guy, then I consistently text them. So for me, that's kind of a tell for me. Like, if I'm making an effort to communicate and text throughout the day, then that's
That's a big tell for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other ones.
Yeah, I think everyone's style is different. Like, some people are just really, like, mean and jokey, and that means they like you.
And, like, some girls, too, though, will, like, play really hard to get. So, yeah. Like, it really just depends on the girl. But, like, I think the biggest thing for me is, like, the time.
The time. I totally agree with you. Like, if someone's going to give their time, it goes both ways. But, like, if a girl's going to give you her time, at least – for me personally, like, me, I don't get ready throughout the week, like, when I'm working.
Yeah, for real.
So if I'm going to go hang out with a guy, like, I like to, like, I put a lot of effort into my outfit. I do my hair. I do my makeup. And it's, like, a whole thing because I want to. And I, like, if I'm going out, I want to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot more effort and time than just going, getting in the car and driving and meeting up with someone.
Right.
So I think you're right. Like, if someone's spending their time to hang out with you, then that's a tell.
Right. Good question.
Love that. Okay, you go next.
Why can't y'all just be straightforward? It's like you expect men to read your mind. Okay. Honestly, okay. I know my marriage fell apart. I'm sorry. I'm like kind of at the point where like I can like laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have some humor to get through it.
Yeah.
So this is something I learned. It is really difficult for guys. Like, I totally get what this guy's saying because I have definitely been that girl where it's like, I am thinking all of these things, like, why can't you just do it?
Yeah.
But, like, it goes both ways. You're not going to know what somebody's thinking unless you just flat out say it.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's kind of where it comes, like, with the whole playing hard to get kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, they can't read your mind. Like, it may think that you're being obvious that you like them.
Yeah.
But to them, like, guys are clueless. I'm sorry. Guys are clueless. Like, you guys, you really are. So
you really are.
I know you need us to be straightforward, but honestly, it's not always going to be that way.
Yeah. It's making me think of something really funny. So one time, a guy that I was dating, I had, like, sent him food one time, like, through Uber Eats because he was, like, so busy.
Wifey material.
I know.
You go, girl.
Literally, like, why was I such a good girlfriend? but, like, I, like, sent him food one time because he was so busy. He was, like, very stressed with work, whatever. And he wasn't going to eat dinner. So I sent him dinner. And I had done that for him one time. And then I was in the same situation. And he asked me, he was like, well, do you want me to send you food? And I was like, no, it's fine. And he was like, okay. And then never sent me any.
Yep.
And then the next day, like, I was annoyed. And he was like, why are you so annoyed? And I was like, well, why couldn't you have just sent it? Like, you, and the thing was, like, I was out at school. And so I had just moved apartments, but I had sent him my address literally 5 times. And he was like, well, I needed your address if I was going to send you something.
Bro.
And I was like, I sent it 5 times. Go back and look in our text messages.
Seriously.
Like, it was just that, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I totally do.
All girls get it. It's like, I sometimes, yeah, I want you to not just ask me like, well, do you want me to send you food if you're stressed? Like, just do it.
Right. Just do it. Just do it. Like, if you're wondering, just do it.
Yeah. That is such a good rule.
Yeah,
if
like,
you're
if you're questioning, like, hey, I'm at the store. I know she's having a hard day. Maybe I should just pick up a $5 bouquet of flowers. Maybe I should just pull my car off to the side of the road, pick a blade of grass, and tell her I thought of you when I saw this, and I wanted to surprise you. Seriously, like, that would make me go, like, crazy. I'd be like, oh, that's so sweet. But you know what I mean, though, right? It's like, it's not about flowers or food, whatever. Like, it's just like, hey, I thought of you.
That, yeah, that's exactly what it's about. Actually, to give this guy some credit, one time he did, like, pull off on the side of the road on the way to our house, and he picked my favorite flower.
See,
and
that's
it was, like, kind of, like, dead and wilted by the time it came to me, but I literally was like, that's the nicest thing
it's
that
so
he
nice.
Ever did for me. Because it's so thoughtful.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh. But, like you're saying, like, it's so thoughtful. Like, I feel like that is cuter than literally going to the store and buying a bouquet of flowers. In my opinion, if you're going to pull off on the side of the road and, pick flowers, that's so cute
to me.
That's
so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what was the actual question?
I don't know.
Okay, why can't y'all be straightforward? It's like you expect men to read your mind.
Well, the answer is sometimes, like, there are situations where it's like, yeah, that should be kind of obvious.
Yeah. But there are other times where it's like, I will totally own up to, like, yeah, you know what? Like, this is where communication comes into play. Like, I can't get mad at you for not knowing something.
Yeah.
It goes both ways too. It's like, I'm sure that's happened. Like, he felt the same way, maybe, I don't know, at some point because he expected you to just know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
But again, as I said, like, that's just kind of a woman thing, I feel like. Yeah. Not to generalize, but, like, every woman I've talked to, that's just a common thing.
Yeah.
In relationships.
Yeah. So I think you're right. We do expect you to read our minds sometimes. And at some point, we need to communicate more. But also at some point, just like get the hint.
Just do it. Yeah, just get the hint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope that helps.
Yeah, good luck. Okay, this one's interesting, I think. Do you differentiate between a nice guy and a good guy? If so, what do you consider the difference?
I do, actually.
I do, too. Okay, what do you consider the difference?
I'm trying to think of, like, conversations like, yeah, he's a nice guy. Okay, so I think, like, nice guy is more like, it's not really going to go anywhere.
Yes.
But, like, a good guy is, like, he's a really good guy.
Yes.
Like, yes! Okay, yes!
Okay. I was going to say that. I was going to say a nice guy is, like, he is literally the sweetest person in the world, but I would not date him.
Yeah, it's not going to work out.
And then a good guy is, like, no, mom, like, I'm telling you, he's a really good guy. Like, yeah. I want to date him.
Yes. Okay, there's your answer.
Yeah, and even if, like, let's say, like, if you're not talking about it in a dating context, I think that still applies. Because, like, if I'm like, oh, he's really nice, like, yeah.
But it's, like, good guys, like, I would want him in my life.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Whether it's platonic, relationship, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's funny. We thought the same
thing.
That's
so funny.
Okay. Let's see. Do girls' friends' opinions influence who they do and don't give a chance? Okay, why did I read that so weird? I'm sorry. Do girls' friends' opinions influence who they do and don't give a chance?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely, hands down.
Yeah, I know, like, if I go on a date with anyone, then I absolutely will be doing a debrief with my boss, my coworkers, my siblings, my parents, my aunts, my uncles, my old teachers from high school. Everyone will know.
Props to you for keeping that going.
Yeah, I was like, who else can I name? But honestly, if I go on a date with someone, especially if it's like a notable date in a good or bad way.
Right. Right.
Then, well, actually, in general, if I go on any date, then my two best friends know and the whole family knows.
But also, it's like, it is helpful to debrief it after. Because it's like, sometimes you make connections about, like, things you didn't like or things that you're like, oh, that was really fun. Yeah. Like, I actually had a really good time.
Yeah.
But, like, yes, girls' friends' opinions definitely influence.
For sure.
Yeah, because it's like, we've done this where it's like, he did this, okay, you're done.
Bye. Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Or, like, we'll, like, kind of, like, evaluate if there's any red flags, we'll evaluate, or like icks especially, we'll evaluate them together and be like, is this something I can get over? Or is this something I could, like, on a second date, could I overlook it?
Right.
Yes or no? No, then just be done with it now. Or like, yeah, it's really not that big of a deal.
Right.
So yes, for sure. It has an influence. Okay. This one. It's always baffled me how women are so good at disliking someone and complaining about them to someone else, but when they interact with the person they dislike, it almost seems like they're best friends. Could you explain this, please? So basically, girls are fake, is what he's saying.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I've done this.
Yeah.
And everybody's done this. This is a universal experience.
Yeah.
You know, I really can't explain it besides, like, it is messed up. It's really fake and messed up.
Okay, you know what, for me, I feel like sometimes I'm thinking a lot more like in high school.
Yeah, because like this isn't really as big a problem, I feel like.
Yeah,
for me
and you, like if I don't like if I meet someone and I don't like them, I'm not gonna hang out with them again.
Right.
But just thinking about like in the past and everything, it might just be to not start drama. Like, yes, it is fake, but maybe there's something that you're like really annoyed about that someone does, but it's not necessarily like a deal breaker for a friendship, or it's just like you're having a bad day and you just need to rant.
Right.
But it's not worth bringing anything up. So yes, it is like kind of talking behind their back, but maybe it's just not that big of a deal to bring up to them.
Right. It's like what they know won't hurt them. If it's like something little, like I remember a couple times in high school doing this, and it's just like, It really is just, like, for the sake of not having any drama.
Yeah.
Because, like, you talk about it, you get it out, and you move on.
And then you move on.
That's it.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't think about it again.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is. Well, yeah. Sometimes it's, like, a little bit mean or malicious in whatever situation. But I think in general, it's just to avoid drama.
Right. Right.
Basically burying your issues.
Do girls kiss and tell? Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We're moving on from that.
Yeah, every time.
That's a hands down yes.
Okay, go again.
Why do you go to the bathroom in groups?
Because it's fun.
It is fun. It honestly is such an experience.
Uh-huh.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, what else to say about it. It's fun to just, like, banter and chat in the bathroom and, like, just
take mirror
be together.
Selfies.
Yeah, take mirror selfies and, like, you know, if something were to happen, like, mm-hmm. you're together.
Or, like for example, like, if you're at, like, you're out, like, at a club or a bar or, like, you're just out doing something, then if you all go to the – or a restaurant even. Mm-hmm. If you all go to the bathroom in a group, it's kind of, like, the time to get any details in. Like yes. if you're on, like, a big group date or you're hanging yes. out with a bunch of people, it's like, okay, wait. Like, let's, like debrief
we need to
this
touch
a little
base.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Like, it's a good – it's honestly basically a conference room.
Basically. Yes.
Like, it's a little, like, let's debrief this, and then let's get back out there. Or, like, if I'm on a date and I go to the bathroom, I will – like, I always call you.
Yes.
Like, that – the bathroom is just, like, a place to touch base.
Kind of a sacred space.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, in certain circumstances.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Do you expect us to make the first move?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that. Consent in all things.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally, like, I a lot of time, okay, with my trauma, sometimes I don't want a guy to make the first move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think,
like,
it's
like you'd rather talk about it first.
Well, if they're gonna make a move, I'd rather them say, like, is this okay?
Right, right.
If it's more than holding hands.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like a kiss, then ask, in right. my opinion. And just because you never know, like, what someone's been through and what someone's comfortable with. So, like, maybe some guys might be like, oh, she seems like she's really into me, but maybe she doesn't want to kiss on a first mm-hmm. date or, you know, a fifth date, whatever.
Right.
So I feel like it's nice if a guy makes the first move, but I would prefer if they ask for consent first.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women would agree.
Yeah. I definitely do prefer that.
Yeah. There's also, like, honestly, there is something, like,
still girl.
There's something, like, very sexy about a guy who asks for consent, like, even before
no, it
he
is.
Kisses
it's
you.
Such a turn on.
Like, it really
it's
is
such a turn on.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, like, we have a respectful king on our hands.
Uh-huh.
Because for a lot of people, like, a kiss isn't a big deal, but, like, you never know.
You never know. And, like, that's kind of something that, like, a lot of guys probably just don't think about.
Mm-hmm. It probably is. Like, I don't think guys who don't ask, like, are thinking, because a lot of times with consent, we think of, like, sex.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's becoming more normal to just, like, ask for consent in general,
mm-hmm.
With all things. Or, like, I don't know, just, like, take things slow, I think. If you're going to make a first move, especially on a first date, I really think you should ask for consent about anything. But just take things
especially
slow.
Especially on a first date.
Yeah.
And it's, like, even, like, the second, the third, you know, mm-hmm. until you, like, kind of get comfortable and it's, like, I mean, you never want to assume. But, like, you're more inclined to think that they would want to return that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But definitely a first date.
Yeah, for sure. I think it just, like, sets a good foundation anyways.
I do, too.
And I just think it's healthy.
So to answer the question, generally, I mean, like, for me and you, yeah, we like when you make the first move, but,
yeah.
like, asking for consent is a must.
Yeah, for sure. Even if it's, like, honestly, even if someone were to ask me, like, because, you know, when anyone who can relate to this, like, when you're on a date and you're doing, like, the hand dangle and you, like, want someone to hold your hand, like, even literally just, like, because sometimes that tension builds up so much and then it's like, okay, who's gonna hold my hand?
Right.
Like, who's making the move? So even if you literally just say, like, if you're, like, walking and you're like, hey, can I hold your hand? Like, that is, like, I still would be like, oh my gosh, yes. Like,
right.
it breaks the awkwardness, I feel like,
right.
of that initial first contact. But then also it is respectful.
Yeah, it's laying that foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because maybe you don't want to hold hands because your hand is sweaty and you want to wipe it off first or something. Like,
yeah, just there,
there's so many reasons. Like, you never know what someone's comfortable with, so just ask for consent.
I like that.
That was a long answer.
Appropriate and respectful ways to compliment women's haircut slash shoes slash outfit in a work setting. I think this is a really good question.
Same.
Because it kind of goes along with, like, you never know, like, what somebody's been through and, like, people's what people's responses are going to be to certain things.
Yeah.
Especially in a workplace. That's, it's kind of tricky. So I'll just speak, like, from my experience.
Yeah, you speak from yours.
I have no issues if a guy is like, hey, I like your hair today. It looks nice. Or I like your outfit. That's nice. Okay. I'm trying to think. If it's, like, kind of a creepy guy, then it's weird. But, like, this is just for, like, normal, you know what I mean?
I feel like I agree with you. I think just, like, a quick comment.
Right, don't harp on it.
Yeah,
don't. Say it, move on.
Yeah, like, just say it and move on. Like, if you're just, like, maybe, for example, if you worked in an office every day and you got your hair done, like, kind of recently, you, for example.
Right.
And I'm a guy and I notice that, then I would just be like, hey, Mackenzie, your hair looks really nice.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And then move on. Yeah. Like, just say that and move on. Like, don't be like, your hair's really nice. Did you recently get it done? Like, I really love that. That looks awesome. Like, don't, just say the one thing and move on.
Yeah, unless they, like, keep the conversation
going. Yeah, unless, and feel it out with the other person. If the other person wants to keep the conversation going, because maybe, like, for you, you're like, yeah, I have not been blonde since high school, so this is, like, such a good change for me. I love it.
Right.
Then she kept it going, so then we can keep the conversation going.
Yeah. I just think a general good rule is just, like, hey, that shirt looks nice on you.
Yeah.
I think using the word nice is also safe.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think it's the wording, like, good. I feel like,
yeah, your shirt looks really good. It's like,
it's a little dangerous.
Yeah.
So that shirt looks really nice on you. That color looks nice on you. Your hair looks very nice today, or your hair looks great. Like, I feel like great is, like, a friendship word.
Where'd you get those shoes? I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's respectful ways you can do it, but basically just, like, don't linger unless the other person wants to.
I agree.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. What can men do to help women feel more respect in the workplace? We have another workplace question. I think that's good.
We've touched on this a few times throughout some of our episodes, but I think just making it clear that, like, everybody's an equal in the workplace, which is kind of a given.
Yeah.
From our perspective, at least, but, like, making sure they're being included in meetings. Making sure they're not just being tasked with, like, hey, can you make copies? You know,
or it's, can,
like,
you take notes?
Can you take notes? Like, not, like, the typical, like, female receptionist tasks.
Yeah. Yeah, I think just being inclusive. Like, if you – because, honestly, like, as a woman, being on a meeting, like, work-from-home people, like, on a Teams call or, like, in a conference room surrounded by men, it can be a little bit intimidating, just, like, stereotypically, like, how society views women in the workplace.
Right.
And so I feel like just, like, kind of being aware, if a woman is being a little bit more quiet or, like, not saying as much, like, just saying, like, maybe at the end of the meeting, like, is there anything else that anyone wanted to add? Not necessarily singling her out, because that might be like, oh my gosh, like, if someone said that to me, I mean, and it depends on the circumstance, but I think just saying at the end of a meeting or, like, maybe in the middle, like, hey, is there anyone else that wants some time to talk? Like, does anyone else have any thoughts or ideas? Or maybe if you're talking with a woman one-on-one and then you notice that she's not really talking in the meeting, say, like, hey, I noticed, I know that me and Kenz were talking about something a few days ago and she had a really great idea. I think, do you want to share that?
I like that. Yeah, because that's not necessarily singling them out. It's just, like, kind of inviting them into the conversation.
Yeah, and, like, validating their idea.
For sure. I also think talking to women in the workplace more than just, like, about their kids or their family and asking them and getting to know them on a deeper level with, like, what are your interests outside of work? You know, like, that kind of thing. Because I feel like, I bet if we ask mom, like, it's always just about, like, how are the kids? You know, it's never about, like, you, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, ask about life in general. I think my team does a really good job of that, the team that I work for. Team. Yeah. Everyone's really great.
Just like, I'm speaking just in general terms, like in the office life, you know?
Right. Yeah, for sure. Just making sure everyone's included, like ask the same questions equally, like, and just be respectful.
Why do you all say you want a sweet romantic guy, but never give them a chance? Okay. I think you could speak a little more to this one.
Honestly, because we're attracted to mean guys.
What the heck?
No, I'm just kidding. No, but like, okay, I really did a self-reflection of myself when we first got this question. And it is true. For some reason, like, this is like, I don't want men to like get the wrong idea and be like, oh, well, then I'm going to be rude. But for some reason, like, I am like, the guys that I'm most attracted to and like desire the most are the guys who literally do not care if I exist. Like, they do not care. And that's a me problem. But, like, I'm just trying to think of the explanation for this because there's really not one.
There really isn't. Like, with a lot of these, it just really depends on the person and what they've been through and their preferences.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just one of those things. It's like, you never feel like you deserve that, right? Yeah. Like, fully. Like, sometimes you just, like, kind of self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why is he being so nice to me? Or, you know, it's like...
I know that's how I am. Like, I am like, why is he being so nice to me? Yeah. Like, what does he want from me? Or maybe there's, like, something that they're hung up on. Like, I don't know. It really just depends on the person.
I think this has, like, a lot of deep layers to this question. Because yeah. It's, like, a lot of women just, like, have trust issues in men, you know? And mm-hmm. So it's, like, too good to be true, almost. It's, like, there's no way he's, like, this nice and this sweet and doesn't care about me strictly because I'm hot, you know, like whatever the case is. Like,
yeah, for me, like with at least like speaking like with my trauma, that's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't deserve to be treated like this, like, or I've never been treated like this, so why are they being so nice to me? What do they want from me? There's got to be something wrong. And then I like obsess over like finding what the one thing that's wrong is. Right. And then it triggers me, and then I get into like a bad state, and I just end up like ending things because that's like the cycle of my mind. It just spirals. So that might be what it is. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if that was like that helpful, but like, it really just is like,
there's a lot of different reasons like that it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And no fault to the guy at all, because if you're like just genuinely a nice guy with good intentions, there's nothing wrong with you.
Right. And it's like, you wouldn't want to be with somebody who's not seeing that.
Yeah.
Who's not seeing like how genuine you're being. You know?
Exactly. Like, it's most likely just a girl issue, or maybe you just like, for some reason, are only attracted to guys that you can chase who don't want to chase you.
Yeah.
That's how I am for some reason. That's a me issue that I'm working through in therapy.
Self-aware queen.
So yeah, anyways. Okay, next question.
We have a couple questions left.
Do women poop? No. Why would you ask that? It's gross.
We don't poop. We just emit glitter.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's your answer. Okay, another one. Advice for my teenager who is attracted to girls on how to approach/respect them.
So, okay, teenagers. It's like a whole different.
I know. I'm like, wait. So we're actually parents now. Okay. This is a good question.
It is a really good question.
I think being genuine and also like respecting boundaries.
Yes, I think. Being kind mm-hmm. and not falling into that trap where it's like teenagers are mean to each other when they like each other. Like, that's such BS.
Yeah.
Like, being kind goes a long way.
Yeah. No, I think that's actually like a good way to sum it up. Like, just be kind, show interest, don't be too pushy.
I like to show interest. It's like, take chances to talk to this girl.
Yeah.
In, like, a respectful manner and, like, show genuine interest. Like, oh, you do this after school? That's really cool. I do this after school.
Yeah, because there's that whole thing, like, I don't do this now. I have like matured from this, but like in high school, it's like you, if they waited an hour to text you, you need to wait 4 hours at least.
Right. Right.
It's like, just be genuine and show interest in them. And cause that is a big thing. Like a lot of people are like, oh, like, he left me on red last time. So I need to leave him on red. And it's like, no, you really don't. Like, no. Just don't care what anyone else says about like the societal like standards in high school or in middle school. Like, it's just.
Another thing I'll add is just being confident too. Like, I mean, a girl can kind of tell sometimes, like, if you're not confident, like when you're talking to them.
Yeah.
And so like, it does go a long way too. Like with being nice, like just like, hey, like, showing interest in like a confident way and being, you know, you don't have to be like, I like you a lot, but like that'll come through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, on that note, I know for me, I'm not the most attracted to a guy who knows exactly what he's doing, knows exactly what to say, and just like goes through the motions almost. And it's like very, very confident. Like if I can tell that a guy is extremely confident and thinks he knows what he's doing, I'm not really attracted to that.
Right, there's a balance.
Yeah, there's a balance. Like, I like a certain amount of, like, awkward, like, just kind of, like, awkward, like, hesitation. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just so nervous. I like you. Like,
yeah.
I like that. So I think, like, just that's where, like, being kind, being genuine comes into play.
Right.
We're, like, adding on all these things. We're, like, be confident, and this. But not too confident, and be nice and be genuine. But don't let them know immediately. Don't come off too strong.
Right.
So I don't know, hopefully that helps. Pick out the pieces that you think are helpful. Okay,
well, thank you. That was it, right?
Oh, that was it. I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm like, surprise question.
Just let me do the outro. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you to all the men who submitted questions. I'm sure there's a lot more, but it is kind of fun to like wonder like what men are thinking about certain things.
It gives me content for therapy that I've realized some issues that I have.
A lot of moments have clicked for you.
Yeah, I have a lot of self-realization.
Please be sure to follow us on Instagram. Our username is @RealTalkAboutFeminismPod. We'll link all of our socials in the show notes, so it's super easy for you to find. Follow us. Again, join our community. And I think that's it. So
yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.